with this KLAM Sports Update for this Friday, June 2nd. I'm KLAM Sports Director Daniel Versteeg. Coming your way tonight on KLAM Radio with online audio streaming at KLAM1410.com. We'll bring you a non-conference Bulldogs softball game tonight as the Storm Lake Tornadoes are in town. It's a JV varsity contest. We'll have the varsity game for you right here on KLAM Radio as the Bulldogs look for their 10th win of the season. Great start to the year. They're going to try and get win number 10 tonight against a good Storm Lake squad, and we'll have all the action for you right here on KLAM Radio with pregame scheduled to get started around 6:50. We're looking at first pitch at about 7. Again, you can catch all the action right here on KLAM Radio with online audio streaming at KLAM1410.com. And speaking of the Bulldogs softball team, last night, Lamar's cruise towards another MRAC sweep with a pair of wins over Sioux City West. The Bulldogs run ruled the Wolverines in 5 innings in Game 1 by a score of 11-1, and in 4 innings in Game 2 by the score of 19-7. And obviously, with those two scores, Lamar's offense was on another level, scoring 30 combined runs in 9 innings. The Bulldogs were getting a little bit of everything from all hitters in the lineup, with nearly everyone contributing scoring via scoring runs or driving in runs in Game 2. Head coach Brooke Harder says the Bulldogs have focused on being versatile hitters this season, and that work is showing on the scoreboard.
I just tell our hitters, make sure that we can hit in all counts and, you know, be able to hit with strikes. Being down in the count, we have a lot of girls that have really been working hard to battle back and either draw walks off of 0-2 counts or, you know, we've also talked about hitting with multiple outs before too. So, you know, being able to hit in situations with 1 out, 2 outs, just to plate some runs across.
Part of the success for the Bulldogs has also been their base running, whether it's stealing bases, going first to third on a hit, or hustling out a double. The Bulldogs have really valued the extra 60 feet on the bases this year. Coach Harder says that's been a huge emphasis for the offense, as long as they're taking that extra base wisely.
We're always trying to take extra bases. I think that's one way that, you know, we're going to win games is by getting extra bases. We're always, how can we extend, you know, a double into a triple or, you know, just a ground ball single through the infield? How can we try to stretch it to two bases instead? Telling base runners, let's be aggressive, but however, on the opposite side, you know, let's be smart and see where we can draw a throw or, you know, see if they won't make errors for us.
And the bats may have had the spotlight for most of the night at West High, but the pitching was performing at a strong level too. Lizzie Kuntz allowed just 1 run and a nice start in Game 1, picking up her 2nd win in the circle. Kylie Hoffman had a nice comeback after allowing 6 runs in the first inning of Game 2. Coach Harder says Hoffman's fight in the circle has been impressive to see.
Kelly's been working hard for us. She's thrown the last couple games in each series. I've been really impressed with her. Her and Lizzie have been working great together. They've really provided both a 1-2 punch, you know, with Lizzie being a righty and Kylie being a lefty. So I think they, you know, they play off of each other really well. I was impressed that she was really able to rebound after that first inning. And like you said, come back and only allow 1 run across.
The Bulldogs retain their first place spot in the MRAC standings, improving to 7-1 in the league to start the year. Lamar's has now won 7 games in a row in MRAC play and is 9-3 overall. Coach Harder says there are still plenty of little things the Bulldogs need to do to get better to reach their full potential on the field.
Just being able, you know, to consistently 100% of the time make the routine ground ball outs, making sure that we're flagging balls down in gaps in the outfield, hitting is one of those things that at times I feel like it comes and goes, but that's one thing that, you know, we've been talking about is making sure that we make adjustments up at the plate. Doing the same thing over and over and over isn't going to change the result. So, you know, talking to the hitters behind us, you know, what do you see? What adjustments can we make the next time around to hopefully, you know, get kids on base and plate them around?
And once again, Lamar's gets right back at it with a matchup at home against Storm Lake. KLAM Radio will bring you the contest tonight at, again, a scheduled start time around 7 o'clock. But, of course, that could be pushed back with the JV game beforehand as well. Let's take a look at the rest of the sports action from yesterday on our KLAM Sports Scores and Results page. We'll continue with Missouri for Conference Softball as we go to the scoreboard. 15th-ranked Sergeant Bluff Luton dominant sweep against Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln, 13 9-0 and 6-0 in 16-0, excuse me, in 5 and 6 innings respectively. Sioux City North split with 15th ranked Sioux City East. The Stars got the Black Raiders in game 1, 8-5, but the Black Raiders came back and won game 2, 14-3 in 6 innings. And then Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson. How about this sweep of Bishop Heelan? 11-2 and 6-5 in favor of the Yellow Jackets. In Wargo Conference softball, Hartley Melvin Sanborn shut out Trinity Christian 3-0. Unity Christian squeaked by Harris Lake Park 3-2, and South O'Brien beat Sheldon 11-8. In Western Valley Conference softball, 10th ranked West Monona, they took down West Harrison 15-1 in 3 innings. River Valley over Arweva 12-0, and OABCIG beat Asac County 9-8. To baseball in the MRAC, a nice week for the Bulldogs. They finish off 4-0 this week in MRAC play with sweep over Sioux City West last night, 3-2 and 4-2. And so the Bulldogs are solely in third place in the MRAC standings, 2 games back of Bishop Heelan and Sioux City North. By the way, the Bulldogs will play Bishop Heelan next week on Tuesday. Other MRAC baseball, it saw Bishop Heelan sweep Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson 13-0 and 14-2, and Sioux City North sweeps Sioux City East in identical scores of 3-2 in game 1 and 3-2 in game 2. In Wargo Conference baseball, the Hinton baseball team got a nice non-conference victory on the road at Alta, really a 7-4. Unity Christian destroyed Harris Lake Park in a shutout 15-0, and West Sioux narrowly got by Western Christian 2-0. In the Western Valley Conference, Ridgeview beat Westwood by a narrow score of 6-5. All those scores and more, they can be found on our website at KLAM1410.com. Under the Sports tab of the drop-down menu, click on Sports Scores and Results. Coming out yesterday from the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union, a new set of softball rankings, our first true in-season softball rankings. Let's take a look at those and how Plymouth County schools fared. Starting in Class 1A, where Southeast Warren remains the number one team in the state, Newell Fonda jumped up 2 spots. The Mustangs are ranked number 2 this week. Remsen St. Mary's stayed true with a lot of movement around them in the rankings. They stay at the number 3 spot in 1A. North Lynn is ranked number 4. Sigourney is ranked number 5, and then we go down the list. No, really any other area schools of note are in the 1A rankings. Over to Class 2A, where Iowa City Regina is ranked number 1, Central Springs 2, Lisbon 3, Wilton 4, Van Meter's ranked number 5, we've got North Union at 6, West Monona at 10, Ridgeview at 15, and after a tough first couple of weeks, the Akron Westfield softball team has dropped out of the Class 2A rankings. To Class 3A, where Williamsburg is ranked number 1 this week, Davenport Assumption 2, Seidel 3, Wallert Catholic of Dubuque 4, Davis County's ranked number 5, Esterville Lincoln Central comes in at number 6, the West Lyon Wildcats number 12, Sioux Center is ranked number 13. Over to Class 4A, where Dallas Center Grimes is number 1, Fort Dodge 2, Norwalk ranked number 3, Cedar Rapids Xavier 4, and Indianola is ranked number 5. Sergeant Bluff Luton dropped a spot this week, they're number 15. In Class 5A, West Des Moines Valley's number 1, Waukee Northwest 2, Southeast Polk 3, Lindmar 4, Pleasant Valley is ranked number 5. Sioux City East, the only 5A school around the area, they are ranked number 15. You can check out those rankings in their entirety, 1 through 15 in all 5 classes, up on our website at KLAM1410.com. And taking a look at the sports schedule for today, there's a lot of Plymouth County action around the area. We'll start in softball in the MRAC. Again, our contest tonight brings you Storm Lake at Lamar's. Again, we'll hope to get the varsity going about 7 o'clock. But again, it could be pushed back with JV action ahead of that. Lewis Central's at Council Bluffs, Abe Lincoln, and Council Bluffs, Thomas Jefferson's at St. Albert. In Wargo Conference softball tonight, Hartley Melvin Sanborn's in town to take on Galen Catholic. MMCRU heads across Plymouth County to take on Akron Westfield. South O'Brien's at Remsen St. Mary's. Trinity Christian is at Hinton. In the Western Valley Conference, OABCIG is at Kingsley Pearson. River Valley is at Ridgeview. Whiting's at Lawton Bronson. And MVAOCOU is at Woodbury Central. To baseball in the MRAC tonight, again, it's Storm Lake at Lamar's. That's a softball and baseball night tonight. Bishop Heelan is at MOC Floyd Valley. Sergeant Bluff Luton's at Dennis and Schleswig. Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson's at St. Albert. Lewis Central's at Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln. And Sioux City West and Sioux City East are playing a pair of games. They both will play Mason City and will both take on Fort Dodge today. In Wargo Conference baseball, Hartley Melvin Sanborns at Gateland Catholic, MMCRU at Akron Westfield, South O'Brien's at Remsen St. Mary's, Trinity Christian at Hinton, and Unity Christian is at Cherokee. In the Western Valley Conference, OABCIG's at Kingsley Pearson, Siouxland Christian's at Lawton Bronson, West Monona's at Westwood, and MVAOCOU is at Woodbury Central. For more sports news, check out KLEM1410.com. Follow us on Twitter for updates at KLEM Sports. And be sure to tune in tonight to high school softball. Lamar's Community hosts the Storm Lake Tornadoes for a non-conference matchup. You can hear it all right here on KLEM Radio tonight. This has been your Friday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.